Sure was. I told you before the game it wasn't going to be easy. So they're a team. They're a scrappy team. They battle. You know, we take a lead and then we give it right back. And it was a good win.
Certainly was. You know, you scored two in the fourth and you're looking pretty good. And then the wheels kind of came off a little bit. They get three and jump out to a lead all of a sudden.
Yeah, unfortunately, that has happened more than once this year. So, but, you know, normally this year, we probably would have folded, especially after they put up two more, after that three spot went up 5-2. But, you know, the key was the two-out rally in the sixth, and to put four and take the lead was huge. So, you know, major credit to the boys for rallying. In this heat, it would have been easy to fold. You know, you could tell they're warm. So, it was a good win for us.
Yeah, like you said, you go down 5-2, and then all of a sudden, four runs in that sixth inning with two outs. And did you tell them anything different, or just be aggressive, or just do what you normally do, or what?
At that point, it's just they have to take it upon themselves, and they did. So, I mean, I think, you know, they probably started to see, hey, this, you know, we need this one today. So they rallied and they gave it everything they had and, you know, found a way to battle out of it. So that was big.
Certainly did. And then they tack on three more just for fun in the seventh and to really kind of put that game away. But all of a sudden, we've talked about it recently, you know, the offensive struggles this team has had here the past couple of weeks. Runs have been hard to come by, and all of a sudden, seven runs on eight hits in two innings.
Yeah, they really put together some good at-bats there and came up with clutch hits top to bottom. You know, the whole lineup was contributed there, and that's what you need. You got to have balance 1 through 9, and that's something we've kind of lacked this year. So, but in order to win in this kind of tournament, you've got to get contributions 1 through 9, and you know, Jake Earl comes up with a big hit. Cole Hediger had a big hit there in that one inning, and Preston too at the 9 spot. So just couldn't be more happy with the way they played.
Talk about the outing you got from your starter Will Voss.
Yeah, Will was good. I think he kind of tired toward the end, but you could tell he was struggling with the heat probably a little bit. But Cole came in and slammed the door, just did what we needed him to do. Cole's that kind of guy that's been there all year for us on the mound, and couldn't be happier with the way he pitched in relief. You know, the two walks in the seventh. I think he just needed a breather, and you could tell his sweat was dripping from him. So I went out there to give him some time to rest and recover, and, you know, he responded there.
Yeah, you're a Josh Hader lookalike out there.
Yeah, sometimes he pitches like Hader. So I always thought he has the stuff to be a good closer for us, but at the same time, he's probably our number two pitcher. So, I mean, it's one of those things that do you want starts from him where he can eat up a bunch of innings, or do you want to use him as a closer? You know, it's a balancing act, but we had to get this one today, so I went to him. Mason and Preston couldn't throw today yet, so we'll have to come back with those two tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully they're on their game.